Dry Bean Scene, presented by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and SRS Commodities. Dry conditions have kept disease pressure in check for North Dakota's dry bean crop, and NDSU Extension Cropping System Specialist Jeff Stockler says that doesn't mean growers can quit scouting. Stockler says bacterial blight is the main disease showing up this season, while the threat of rust appears to be fading.
Yeah, from a disease standpoint in dry beans, pretty much the only thing we're seeing is bacterial blight at the moment. Last week, the conditions were right for rust, but we got to get the rust to be blown in. And at this point in time, I don't think we're going to have a rust problem. Unfortunately, in some dry beans I saw yesterday in Barnes and Griggs County driving down to Oaks, I don't know, they almost look like they're trying to turn already, which isn't a good thing at this point in time. So I think we're going to make it from a disease standpoint. You know, we can't do anything about bacterial diseases, so we're probably going to be okay. That doesn't mean you should still scout for rust, but that's going to be the only one I think that's going to be left, because you've already should have made your fungicide applications for white mold.
Stockler says the lack of disease is one bright spot in an otherwise challenging season. Some dry bean fields are already showing signs of stress from the lack of moisture, but weed control has become an even bigger concern.
The ones that are giving us fits is wild oat and green foxtail. That's resistant to group 1 herbicides, so the Select or Clethodim isn't working completely anymore. And then we got common ragweed in certain areas, and then almost any area now has water hemp and or kochia.
The Dry Bean Scene, presented by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and SRS Commodities.